Nor can he bark, nor can he bite, unless the Lord us. The text is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. We read verses 30 and 31. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Tenth chapter of Matthew, verses 30 and 31. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. The blessed Lord said these words in verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? It was not a great amount of material value as we look at it in these two sparrows, two sold for a farthing. I don't know what today's value would be in the currency that we use, I'm sure. This is what the Lord set them at. And he showed us this, and he used the sparrow that we often so look upon, probably we do, some of us, give them some of our crumbs and oddments, to realize that they are his handiwork, they're his creation. I thought one day, quite recently, when I believe the Lord reassured me and confirmed me that he had spoken these words into my heart, when it so broke me down, and I said, Lord, a sparrow has never sinned. They never know what it is to sin, not in thought. And yet he uses this illustration of the sparrow. When it comes close, and he tells a poor sinner, he or she, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Sinful mankind to womankind. Sinful human beings. And he tells them the very hairs of their head are all numbered. And I know that in our hearts at this present moment may spring up, well, that's impossible, but it's not. It's not, he says, it's true. Every hair of our head is all numbered. You see, when you comb your hair, you brush your hair, and there's some come out. Different times a year more than others. And he knows everyone that falls, and he knows exactly what's left. And this is our blessing. My friend said this morning, our life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. And there's something in your heart that says, well, it's hard to believe, man, it's hard to believe. Ah, but when a little faith is there, a little faith, you know, when he strengthens it, and you're able to truly feel it, all my times must ever be ordered by thy wise decree. Not a single shaft can hit until the God of love sees fit. When you had to prove the care, when you had to prove that he's sincere in his word, when you prove his compassion and his pity, when he speaks a word to you, and afterward he confirms it by showing you what care, what love, what protection, what compassion, what pity. And he brings you here, I am but a sinner, Lord. Why should there ever show such love to a sinner like me? You don't want to be the sinner you feel you are. You want him often to say, no, I have redeemed thee, thou art mine. You want him to show you that precious book. You want to see one line with your name written there in that Lamb's Book of Life, that he should say, I die, that thou mayest live. Thou art mine, I have redeemed thee. Thou art more value, friends, than many sparrows. Supposing that we took 20 sparrows, or 100 sparrows, there wouldn't be much in value according to money, would it? But then the people of God, they can't be valued only in this one way, and that is to realize they are the purchase of his pains, the pains of Christ that he endured at Calvary. And this is where we often fail. Well, I'm afraid of it. Sometimes, you know, I might have heard and have heard of different people being called by grace or being called to baptism. And it may be sometimes you say, well, I never could get on with that person, I couldn't get on with them naturally. Now this is where we are wrong, I feel I've been wrong in it. That's karma. I started the walk here. But there's been a real and a sincere call by grace and a call to baptism by the Lord. And because we find that there's something that we don't quite like about that person, there's something in us that is ready to write them off. They're not easy. Wrong. It's wrong. I never want to do it again. I've never wanted to look back and say, well, I don't reckon anything of that. I was wrong in some places. You see what the Lord looks there when he looks upon a sparrow, you may say, well, it's of no value to it, you know, it's his creation. I've seen the time I looked on a sparrow, I blessed him, that sparrow has been from his mind, the creation of his mind. And when you consider how great the mind of God is, and yet it comes down to this, that he has created a minute thing that will flutter its way along through life. So dependent, you see, on its food. So pleased we see they are when we scatter around the clear home and they come delightfully and pick up a few crumbs here and there. It's my pleasure to do this, but how often? The Lord's people are more valuable than these. What? They don't sin. They don't sin, not at all. And you follow me there, for I can't. And yet the Lord, who is rich in mercy, I often think of dear Paul's words, he said, but God, who is rich in his mercy, in that great love toward us, his great love, and that great love, it covers, and it does cover. It's so compassionate, it's so full, it is so free that he looks down upon sinful humanity and he calls them by his divine grace. And in time, he gives them this, a little knowledge that they may be able to read concerning the secrets of God in heaven. You know where his secrets are in his blessed book. Lord, ever given you this way, you can look back in life and say this, I remember when the Lord wrote this in my heart, was grace that gave me to the Lamb and all my sorrows took. Do you remember that? Wasn't you, wasn't anything in you nor me, friends. It was all in Christ. He would say me. He must say, because he says, they are mine, they're mine, and not one of them is lost. They're there hereabouts all to the ground, it is known, he said, to your father. Don't be afraid here. To your father, which is in heaven. To my father, to your father, to my God, to your God. Do you see the bond of love, the bond of compassion and pity and affection that flows from him into these poor sinners? And I hope you and I are numbered among them. I sincerely tell you this tonight, friends. I say, was it this morning here, that we are not here forever, not here forever, friends. We can't, not one of us. We've no abiding city here. Sad lot for this to be our home. And if we have this, a preparation and the care and the protection of this God and Heavenly Father over you and I. You may say, well, this is great, man, it's great, it is great, and it's great when I can really begin to preach about it fully like I'd love to. But all I can tell you is, I have often to wonder, and wonder again, at the mysterious love of God to such a poor sinner as I do myself, that he has revealed it to my soul. Wonder at it. Do you? The sparrows don't wonder. The sparrows have no conscience. The sparrows, as we've said, have no sin. Would you like to change places with one sometimes? I've looked at one more than once. I've looked at a cat. Thought sometimes, you wonderful creature, you would never know the pangs of guilt. You would never know the deep misery of what it is to feel. You're a lost sinner. You think of it. I don't think that we think of it enough here. The mystery of the love of God through Christ Jesus, that he should ever condescend to look upon the worst of the creatures that are created, and that's humanity. We only have to look at it today, and we won't throw stones at them, the poor wretches that are left to themselves, steeped in sin, deep in sin and iniquity, going their own way, determined to rush headlong into hell and not to care. But friends, who has made us the difference? The Lord never prepared those, you see, for the sparrow. He reminds his people of those ungodly characters. And I will remember this, that Paul said this and such for some of us. But I do, it goes on, but you're washed, you're justified, you're sanctified by the Spirit of truth. You'll be brought to a knowledge of redemption. You're more valued than many, many sparrows. And the dear Lord shows this, even an hair. How fine hair is it about it? You look at it sometimes, you can see it. Take one of mine and see without my glasses and say, well, that's the colour it is. It's the colour I've gone. I wasn't born this colour. I began to know that colour when I was 21, and it's rapidly gone on and on. It's your own. And there was fallen from your head. And that's number. That's number. Now your days are number. Your weeks are numbered, and your years are numbered. And every year, you know, that falls, friends, on your behalf, in your life, you will have to prove this. It's a deep reality when you get older, like some of us. You are coming near to the time when you shall fall to the grave, and me too. And then I hope that it will be true of us. It won't be without our Heavenly Father's knowledge that there will be a place in glory reserved for us when he's taken that particular care all through our lives that our minutest circumstance, your life, your business, your calling, your trials, your family, your children, your financial affairs, everything that concerns you, friends, is the concern of your Heavenly Father. He has made it so for Jesus Christ's sake. And that's a wonderful thing if day by day when we come to the mercy seat at the end of the day, that we're helped to remember these many favors and blessings that he bestows upon us, and they're daily, you know, daily. Do you forget? I love it when it bubbles up in my heart, oh, it fully swing again. And there's a time, you see, there are many, many things in life that his people are taught to bring to him. And you say, well, I don't know, this thing, you'll never be brought out of it. You will. I believe I told you this about 3 weeks ago when here, that I could prove to you that he does answer prayer, and something to this effect, that every one of our concerns are known to him. Well, I can tell you this. I can't tell you the nature of a thing, because it will include someone else. But I can tell you this, my dear one and I nightly took this certain person to the throne of grace. We pleaded. They were so much in so much of such a great trouble. And we pleaded together and begged of the Lord to make a way of escape. Well, you know, fortnight ago tomorrow, that's when it all happened. And it came to our ears at the end of our journey, the Lord had appeared and he answered our requests. And the one that was in such dire trouble was released from the trouble. And we could say this, oh, bless the Lord my soul, let all within me joy, and lay my tongue to bless his name, whose favors are divine. If you have a trouble, friends, there's only one of you, only one can pray, but you'll pray. But if there's two of you, pray together. He waits to answer prayer. He waits. And I don't like to hear people say, he never answers my prayers. Because, friends, there's something wrong if we never get an answer. Not one answer. Not one. You think that. And I say to him, thou hast said, Lord, in thy blessed book, thou hast promised, and thou canst not but deny thy own word. It is firm, it's sure, it's pure, it's holy, it's honest, it's faithful, and he's faithful in it, and he will ask. You try him again. I feel so sorry for those who feel so lonely, who feel that they are shut up in themselves, and they hear, he doesn't care about me. No, you know, this doesn't come from grace. That's not the teaching of the Spirit. I must quote this to you, but I quote it to you in kindness, in love. That's calm. And to be calmly minded, you see, is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be calmly minded is to turn God's word inside out. And even our text tonight, carnality will say, well, man, you can take that somewhere else. We don't believe it. We don't believe that every hour it is counted in this number. It is. The right one said it. I said sometimes it's Paul that wrote something like this, and then left it behind. I must believe this, and I want grace and faith to believe it. But see, it's the King of Glory that we spoke of in this morning. That King of Glory, certainly, friends, what an authority God has. Are ye not more valued? Oh, the value of the sinner. You know, in that, with that vast concourse of songsters presently, they will only begin to touch, begin a little to sing of the song of redemption in glory. It won't be, I speak with reverence, it won't be a sparrow that's redeemed, it's a sinful soul made wise unto salvation. There won't be any sparrows there, friend. There will be a precious Jesus. There will be redeemed souls in glory. And he said, remember this, unto sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your father, but the very ears of your head are all numbered. Now he speaks of something that we are all guilty of, and all have that desire to fear his name, and that is, fear not, fear not. What are you afraid of? No, fear is a terrible thing. Sometimes it can affect your whole body, you may shake, your mind, your heart, even your whole inside. Sometimes with different things you feel, oh, I can't put up with this anymore, as if you're almost full of convulsion. Fear, fear, fear. And it's what trouble, worry, sorrow, and many things will bring upon a child of God. And he says, fear not. It's not going to be like you thought it was going to be. It's not going to be a lot as bad as you feared it should be. Fear ye not, therefore. The time he is there. Well, close here, he says in the Gospels, fear ye not, therefore, ye little flock. Fear not, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He will. He has. You need him to make it known to you. You're in the fold, in the flock. You're found with his people. You see, sometimes a flock of sparrows together. Well, recently I saw quite a crowd of them. And it's amazing, you know, how they wing along together. And then you realize this. Redeemed souls. They're more valuable than those. See the sight of the sparrows as they take their flight across the sky, as it were, or in the air. And then realize this. You're more valuable than many sparrows, and we should take our flight to those eternal mansions in the skies presently, and that be by his grace. Fear not. Do you fear you're not one of them? Do you fear that there won't be a place in heaven for you? Do you fear that you won't hear that blessed voice saying, come, ye blessed of my Father, O come. You consider this, friend. When I'm brought here, I'm not the oldest in the chapel by a long way, but I'm not the youngest by a long way, and I'm gathering along, gathering along. I know this. But oh, I think, oh, to hear that voice, and it's going to be one or the other, come or depart. Not one of us can escape. And then to realize that he mercy lift from the four corners of the earth those that are redeemed by his precious blood. Friend, you left nothing, nothing at all to offer him, nothing to give him, nothing to say, I've done all this. If you've given away £1,000,000 before you die, you say, that won't help you, that won't help you. If I preached every moment that I could breathe, and every moment that what I had my could stand, that won't do it. It has nothing to do with it. I want to be of more value in his sight there. I told you this morning, it's not the favor of people. That's nothing to do with it. Too many today try to seek the favor, you know, of those that may be wealthy or have high places on this earth. And I'm not one of them, no, thank the Lord. I'm not one of those. Give me thy favor. By this I know the Lord favors me. Tell me, Lord, I'm but a poor sinner. You'll be brought as low as this, friend, and nothing at all. You're nothing at all. They were sold for a farthing, two sparrows for a farthing. And he's brought you to confess and acknowledge this. You're a poor sinner and nothing at all, but you've got something. Jesus Christ is my all and in all. And that's good. That's sufficient. Because he's suitable in his righteousness and in his person for those that aren't and that haven't. I know that's what preaching doesn't suit everybody today, but again, it is to preach whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, and you will never know how much desire there is in my heart that not one of you here should be lost. Because we offend in this chapel tonight, it doesn't mean that you are going to heaven, sinner. Remember this normally. There is one secret to the whole issue. And the Lord God Almighty has written it, and he written, wrote it down for his people in days of old, right back in Egypt. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. How many in this chapel can show some signs and have any evidence that you are covered by the blood of Christ? When he died and shed his blood on Calvary's rugged cross, I ask you in love, do you know? Because it's not sinner. Your religion and mine is in vain and we shall be found wanting. Isn't it sad? Know some folk, you know, they build upon so many other things that the Lord cannot accept them. Some have good works, some have different ways, some have things that they do, some have duties they perform. The Lord says this is not the way, not the works, lest any man should boast he works or follow afterward, remember. The wonderful part of it is that they are a chosen people to himself. I will remember one occasion somewhere, there was a person who had gone really wild in her young days, really wild, into all manners of ungodliness. And the Lord stopped her. What a mercy, what a mercy, poor thing. And it was my blessed lot of her to hear that poor thing's testimony. I'll never forget it, how many tears we shed between us as we heard that testimony. And I well remember this. She brought it in here, that it was the vilest sinner out of hell. Oh, that, you know, that brought me in as well as her. And I well remember when I was asked if I'd go and baptize her, I felt this in my heart. One that is brought up out of the horrible pit. More value than many spirits, more value. The dear Redeemer cannot let one be lost, friends. I sometimes think there has been, still is, too much condemnation toward those, you know, that have gone the downward road. But the Lord has stopped them. Stop them. I have some dear friends now that I can tell you they're living and attend some of our chapels. And I like when they told me, and when I think of Mary, said, you know, I gave it all up. I went my own way. I went the way of the world. The Lord brought me back. And I didn't know it, you know, and I went to the chapel preached concerning the prodigal son. Oh, the poor dear man, at the end of that service, only about 18 months ago, the poor dear man was so broken, he said, that's me, you're more value, what am I that about? I said to the poor thing, you've got a brother here, you know, you've got a brother, I went the same way, you're more value to Jesus, because he bought you with his precious blood. Brings him here, in good time, by the Lord's kindness and leading, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious rest, midst flaming worlds in these arrayed with joy, shall I lift up my head, friend? It won't be so long before we shall begin to feel the flutterings within. Where you have to begin to say, Lord, let a poor laborer here below, when from his toil set free, to joy and peace eternal go, for there I long to be, and to felt it sometimes. Time will come, you know, when he will bid your soul to depart from its page, he will. And then you will win your soul, will win its way to glory, win its way to Christ. Rest and find a refuge in him through eternity forever and ever. How many times have I asked this and said it to the Lord privately, what must it be to be there? Oh, what must it be to get through safely, friends? Not to fall even as a sparrow to the ground and die. Many slip that has caused you many tears, much sorrow of heart, much grief at the throne of grace. But at last he says, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, come in. Doesn't matter what men say then, remember. You may say, why emphasize it? I have great reason to emphasize it because I know it's true. Be a mercy to be found in that precious place where presently congregations will ne'er break up and Sabbaths will have no end, no end. What a mercy. No sin. No more disappointment. Nothing else to harm. No more wild storm, of temptation, of persecution. No adversary there, friend. You will be not safe in the haven of eternal rest. Ye are more valued than many sparrows, because he loves you. Now fathom that out, friend. He loves you. Why is it? Do you ever ask it? I do still. Love of my God, ere time began, I'd love him in return. Let us gather up a few little oddments now, and let us ask ourselves, for all his care, his love, his compassion, his pity, his grace, his mercy, his truth, the provision of grace, the means of grace, the aid of God. Do we love him for it, friends? Do we love him? Look what he's provided for us. Do we really, truly love him for what he does and what he is? Is there not something bubbling up in your heart, sinner, toward him who has done all things well? Remember, you were blind. You can see now. You were deaf to the gospel. You can hear it now. You have only a tongue that could speak of the world or calm things. There may be your tongue which used for other things in speaking rather than the best things. But now he's given you that you can utter and lisp a little like a child of the things of Jesus. Time you find your life too going together. Those two in my death are going to Emmaus, and are able to say afterward, did not our heart burn within us while he spake with us by the way? He didn't want it before. He was determined to save you. And this is all in his love. What a secret. What a blessing. And he says, as I finish with this day, in Malachi I read, many a time, they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels, saith the Lord. I do pray that all of us to reach safely there. Some folk think sometimes, well, the minister doesn't like me, or he preaches at me, or something about him that I don't like, but listen. You never know the yearnings of the ministers for your soul. My prayer often is and was before I came to you this time more than once, Lord, to prepare their hearts to receive the word and anoint me and re-anoint me to preach thy gospel to them, because they're value, more value than many sparrows. Amen.
Lection Gospel of today, Matthew the 33rd Council, to a patient sailor thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Field is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Farley again in next Lord's Day. The ordinance of Lord's Supper will not only be observed evening service. Let us close with singing hymn number 63. Number 63 and object 260. There's sings them if he pleases. 63rd hymn. Thank you.
grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to rest in the body for the each this night and forevermore. Amen.